What's up, man? All right, guys, today's video is titled, "This is the most pathetic thing I've ever seen from an oofy doofy." I'm actually out here by the Christian church where I usually do my videos during the day. I love the fact that they keep this place well lighted at night. I don't know if I can go inside that church, but I'll find out later on if we can go in the church. This is very, very peaceful. It really reminds me a lot of Brasov, and also at the same time reminds me of Moldova. Like I said in past videos, it's cold out here. It's like 52 degrees right now. I love, you know, this colonial, old-school, European/Christian design and all that, you know. It's a lot better than the crap we have in Manhattan and what have you. So, about half an hour ago, man, I was at a cafe here, working on MGTOW TV, and there was an oofy-doofy sitting at the table next to me. In fact, it's them in the thumb card. I know some of you guys out there, you say, "Yo, Armor, it's creepy that you take candid pics of people." Look, man, I have to show you what I'm talking about. Imagine if I was able to record my passengers while driving cab back in the day. That would have red-pilled you guys better than anything else on the face of the planet. So I like to show you what I'm talking about. That way you guys can visualize and see with your own eyes. Now, before we get into this oofy doofy, and again, for those of you guys who don't know, an oofy doofy is pretty much a guy who has taken on female manners. In other words, he is a effeminate man. That's what a oofy doofy falls under, except through dumb luck, he probably either has rich parents or he found a job that actually pays him well and the woman is able to use him for as a walk-in ATM. Attention, time, and money, like Red Pill Married on MGTOW TV says. So, the first time I ever saw an oofy doofy, guys, was actually 4 years ago. I was at Santa Monica. I was on Broadway and Lincoln. There's a diner. I don't know if it's a 24-hour diner or a late-night diner. It's called the Swingers. It's on Lincoln Boulevard, right off of Broadway. I'm hoping it's still there because it was a really nice place. A lot of businesses went, especially restaurants, went out of business in California because of Scamarona. So Swingers was a really nice place. You got yourself like a good all-American food, grilled cheese, hamburger, stuff like that. And it wasn't expensive, even though it was right there on in Santa Monica. So here I am, late night, probably around this time, believe it or not. And I'm sitting at the patio, waiting for my food to show up. And, you know, there's a table of white guy, white girl. They're probably early 20s. And there was a black chick with an afro. You know, she's one of those black power, black feminist chicks. And I didn't make anything of it at the time. And here I am sitting at the patio, you know, just going over my cell phone, wasting time until my food comes out. And I see this white dude. This white dude was a decent looking white dude. You know, he wasn't ugly. He wasn't a soy boy. He wasn't fat. You know, granted, he was like probably 5'8", 5'9". But for a 20-some-year-old young, white, blue-eyed, blonde dude, he kind of looked like the guy in the thumbnail, except shorter and probably a lot younger. But again, a good-looking white dude, definitely a high-tier normie, we can say, even though he was a little bit on the shorter side, like 5'8", 5'9". So, anyways, I'm sitting at the patio just going over my cell phone, wasting time until my food arrives, and I see this white dude, like, running up Broadway Boulevard, crying. You guys know in the movies how girls would run out of a place crying? Like crying down the street like that? This is what this white dude was doing. And then behind him, I see his, the white girl, maybe his girlfriend or something, was like, hey, hey, stop, stop. It's gonna be okay. She goes up to him, she hugs him, she consoles him, and I'm standing there like, what the fuck? This is a fucking male crying like a fucking woman, and this fucking woman is consoling him like she was a man and he was a woman, and she was telling him it's gonna be okay. She didn't mean to hurt your feelings. You know, I don't know what the black woman said to the white dude, but whatever it was, it definitely triggered him. And I'm like, you gotta be fucking kidding me. This guy is running up Broadway Boulevard crying like a fucking woman because some black girl hurt his fifis? What the fuck is this? What type of clown world is this? And I'm gonna let you know, in a, you know, I don't know if this video ever made it to MGTOW TV, because that video was probably at the start of my channel, and I didn't have MGTOW TV at the time. So when Susan nuked my channel, that video went along with other videos, and I don't know if that video ever made it to MGTOW TV. I think some of you guys, if you've been following me for, you know, the past 4 years, you probably heard this story before. But for those of you who haven't, the first time I saw an Oofy Doofy, 4 years ago, Santa Monica, and in Islam, no Muslim will ever tell you this because they don't want to get their channel nuked. As you guys know, I own and run MGTOW TV, so I don't care, because Susan can go suck Yogi Ob's cock because she has no power on MGTOW TV. And I can tell you this. See, Islam tells us you have to turn out effeminate men from society. In other words, these oofy doofy effeminate men who have taken the mannerisms of women in Islam, you have to turn them out of society. You send them out into the wilderness where they die on their own. Today, these oofy doofy guys are being bred, they're being conditioned to be oofy doofy. And let me tell you something, guys. You know, this white guy, he was tall. You know, he was my height. He was definitely over 6 feet. He's white, blue eye, blonde, good looking. You know, he's definitely between a Chad and a Chad light. You know, again, he's probably late 20s, early 30s. And even though in the picture, you know, he's just sitting there with his girl, not doing anything, you know, it's not like I'm gonna be, you know, holding the camera like, hey, beta male, do your thing, bro. But he was crying, and the girl was hugging him, consoling him, patting him on the head, giving him a kiss on the head. Dude, I just wanted to beat the shit out of him. You guys have to understand, man. There's a reason why Muslim countries throw effeminate men off of fucking buildings, you know. You guys here in the West, you guys are gonna learn the hard way that the problem is effeminate men, okay? Like TFM said, women are great, women are amazing, women are beautiful. The problem is these effeminate men who empower, enable, and encourage women to be masculine and dominant and to be dirty, dirty sharmutas. And the thing you guys need to understand is these women, they don't respect the oofy doofy, okay? When this girl was hugging her beta male oofy doofy boyfriend who was fucking crying in the middle of a cafe, you know, she was looking around like, is anybody watching us? Is anybody watching us? And I just gave her this look from the corner of my eyes like, what the fuck is wrong with you, you dumb sharmuta? And you know, I've said this in past videos and I'm gonna say it again, women like the type of power that they have over the oofy doofy. They love the fact that this guy is their dancing monkey. He's willing to sit there, entertain them, shit like that. But the second that the woman is no longer making eye contact with the dude. So let's say, you know, She's sitting there. It happened today at the cafe, you know. Another beta male couple. You know, the girl, she's sitting there. She's talking to this oofy doofy guy. She's laughing and everything like that. And when they stood up, you know, she turned around. Obviously, he was behind her, so he couldn't see her face. And, you know, she looks at me. She gives me that look like, "Ech, I'm disgusted." She gives me this look like she's repulsed by the guy. I told you guys when I was at that Club Laurent, which is actually, you know, a couple of blocks away from here, believe it or not, you know, there was this girl. She was kissing this oofy doofy. She's like, she's trying to fucking fall in love with him. And then, you know, she kisses him, she kisses him. Then she looks away from him and she's like, "Ech." Then she goes back and tries to kiss him again. And the thing is, this girl who was with the oofy doofy, the crying white dude, she was kissing him, stuff like that, hugging him. Guys, women are trying to force themselves to fall in love with the oofy doofy. That's what they're doing. They're really trying to fall in love with the oofy doofy, but they can't. The oofy doofy is unnatural. Women are not created by God to be dominant, to be in charge of relationships and taking care of a fucking faggot tranny. That's what these oofy doofies are, man. They're fucking faggot trannies who need to go jumping off a fucking building without a freaking jump rope. You know, the Taliban got that shit right. You know, talk shit about the Taliban all you want. They know how to deal with oofy doofies and fucking dirty, dirty sharmutas, you know. Here in the West, we're gonna learn the hard way what happens when you have dirty, dirty sharmutas and effeminate men. You know, like Aaron Clary said in one of his recent videos, "I'm looking forward to the collapse, guys. I want the collapse. The collapse must happen. This current civilization that we are in, guys, it can't go on much longer than this because, you know, any man who has dignity, integrity, honor, they're walking away, man. You know, I walked away from fucking America, you know. You guys are walking away. Even if you're not leaving America, you are pretty much chicking out of the workforce, you know. It's people like you and me who make America great. The minute we start checking out and we leave dirty, dirty sharmutas and effeminate men, this whole system is gonna come crumbling down. So this is why I'm saying, you guys out there who are watching this video, fucking exit the workforce as soon as you can. Hey, listen, it's totally fine to be a mechanic. It's totally fine to be making money off of the dirty, dirty sharmutas and effeminate men. That's totally fine. I don't want to say don't build their system, but do not power their system, okay? You, as a man, as a MGTOW, you can make money from these people. You can make money from their system, but do not power, do not support their system, because the sooner we exit their system of usury, like Hammerhand says, the sooner all this will come collapsing down. And in Islam, there's something called Sabrun Jamil. Do you guys know who said Sabrun Jamil? Sabrun Jamil in Arabic means patience. Patience is beautiful. Israel, the prophet Jacob, the real Israel, not the Zionist state fictitiously known as Israel, but the real Israel, when his 10 wicked sons made his beloved Joseph disappear, and they said, "Oh, he was killed by a wolf," Israel said to them, aka Prophet Jacob said to them, "Sabrun Jamil, patience is beautiful, because God ultimately is going to bring things to righteousness." And this is what's happening right now. Right now, guys, I know you guys look out there, you know, you see women with beta males, oofy doofies, you know, women are giving you a hard time, they're with criminals, they're with Chad and Tyrone, and yet you, Mr. 85% of the of all men, you are invisible to women. You guys, you need to understand, man. Women don't see men for who you are. You as a person means nothing to a woman. It's all about how can I take advantage of this guy, Okay, I've said it before and I'm gonna say it again. You know, the Oofy Doofy is the guy she's gonna have power over, is the guy who's gonna pay for her shit, while, you know, Chad and the murderer and the psychopath is gonna be the guy who's gonna Nagasaki Hiroshima her pussy at night. And another thing, guys, I cannot stress this enough, okay? Women do not respect. Women do not respect. They do not like. They do not love Oofy Doofy, guys. Even though they may try as hard as they can, they simply cannot be with the Oofy Doofy. I was actually on Reddit today, and a guy, he was in a relationship for 2 years, and he's like, everything is fine and dandy. And then he got like a text message from his girl saying, happy birthday, I love you, bear. And the guy, he texts his girl back, and he's like, it's not my birthday, and you never called me bear before. And the girl, you know, she left him a voice message saying, oh yeah, that was some challenge of the internet. So the guy obviously went on Reddit, and he's like, hey, our relationship's been perfect for 2 years, and she sent me this text out of the blue, and she said it's a challenge. And when she came home, she didn't bring up this topic anymore of sending me this text saying, happy birthday, bear, I love you. And everybody on Reddit is like, dude, dump her. She's cheating on you. This is what you guys out there need to understand. When you see a woman with a beta male, hell yeah, everything is fine and dandy like cotton candy, as long as he's taking her out, as long as he is her dancing monkey, as long as he is pretty much making her lifestyle nice and comfy and luxurious, everything is gonna be fine and dandy like cotton candy. You see, this is the problem with the Oofy Doofy guys. They don't understand, man. Your girl, she's getting her back blown out by Chad and Tyrone behind your back. You will never ever figure it out because you're a fucking Oofy Doofy effeminate man. You know, this is just where we are in 2021, guys. I mean, look, I don't write the rules. I just report on the way things are nowadays. And wait for this motorcycle to go. It's a small motorcycle. They'll go real quick. Okay, they're gone. So Oofy Doofy's guys are not just unnatural, but from an Islamic perspective, they need to be turned out of society, or at the very least, go bungee jumping without a bungee rope. This Western civilization, guys, and look, I'm in San Cristobal, man. If I'm seeing this shit here, you think this shit doesn't exist in fucking America? It exists all over America. It exists all over the world. Any city out there that's Western oriented is gonna have Oofy Doofies and masculine dirty sharmutas. Okay, that's just how it is. So the point here I am trying to tell you guys out there, and this is something that you need to understand, is that when all this collapses, okay, the Oofy Doofy is pretty much gonna be useless. Okay, you guys need to understand, man. Oofy Doofies in the past, Oofy Doofies would have been killed by a squirrel. I'm not lying, okay? I know some of you guys out there say, oh, that's funny, Amr, when you say killed by a squirrel. Dude, there always have been effeminate men. Effeminate men are nothing new. In fact, during the lifetime of the Prophet Muhammad, they were effeminate men. And what did the Prophet Muhammad do to the effeminate men? Out in the wilderness, fucking, you know, a squirrel will fucking kill you. A snake will kill you. See, this is what you guys need to understand. Are those mosquitoes? This is the first time I see mosquitoes in the city. It's nothing compared to Florida, mosquito-wise. See, this is what you guys need to understand about Oofy Doofies, a.k.a. effeminate men. They're not allowed to live. They're not allowed to prosper. See, Western civilization not only is enabling, empowering them, and encouraging the beta male, the Oofy Doofy, we are actually conditioning guys to be Oofy Doofies, to be in touch with their feminine side. What the fuck? In touch with your feminine side? You're a fucking man, bro. There is no such thing as an effeminate side to a masculine male. That's like saying to a freaking lion, you know, get in touch with your gazelle or deer side. What the hell is that? It makes absolutely no sense. But yeah, the bottom line, guys, is that we're just way too far in to turn this ship around. We have to crash and burn again. Like Aaron Cleary said, we need the collapse. Just make sure when the collapse happens, and it will, you are best suited to ride it out. Because I'm telling you guys right now, the oofy doofy guys, the effeminate men, soy boys, beta males, they're not gonna survive the collapse. All right, guys. So that's my video for you today. Hope you like, share, comment, subscribe, and I'm gonna see you in the next one. Take care. Peace.